Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Well, I'm excited for this one. I really am.
Me. I'm so pleased that we're doing this because I don't know about you, but I'm seeing spring fashion literally everywhere. All of the high street shops have dropped their sort of first round, haven't they? Everybody's desperate to like wear their white t-shirts and their trench coats, even though it's freezing still.
I know. That's the thing. I'm finding it so hard to get dressed at the moment.
Yeah.
Because you look outside and you're like, oh, it looks lovely. And then like, I just wear little, you know, jacket and t-shirt and jeans, and then you're like, oh my god, it's freezing.
So if I sound different on the podcast today, that's because I'm hiding in the only room in the house that doesn't have builders in today. I've got the kids off next door on their iPads while Luna's watching this Spanish dubbed like teenage soap, and I've just walked in and there's two teenagers kissing. I'm like, what are you watching? So that's going on next door, and I'm in a different room, so if it's a bit echoey, that's why. So apologies.
Yeah, but we didn't want to not do this episode, so yeah, here we are.
Here we go.
Okay.
So yeah, fashion Q&A. Let's get on with it. George, you
kick
us off.
Let's do it. I'm going to kick us off with this one, and I actually think you are going to be best to answer this one. Have a wedding in Kenya in April. I need some dress inspiration.
Oh my God, you're going to Kenya in April. First of all, have the best time. I don't know if you've been before, but it was obviously my homeland and I love it so much. So I'm really excited. So I had a little look this morning at the April weather. I know it well. You're going to get really nice warm days. It might be a little bit cooler at night, but to be honest with you, it's still going to be like 30 degrees during the day. So depending on time of day of wedding, you're going to want a really beautiful maxi dress. Kenya is quite boho if you're getting married on the coast. So I had a little look. Now, my new thing for 2023 was to try and be more sustainable and use the rental dress companies, which I know that you love. But I was having a look this morning. By Rotation have got a Dilawari dress, which I bought last summer for SJ's wedding. It cost me £490, but I love it. It's obviously the Ibiza brand. They have got a dress on there, which is absolutely stunning, very similar to the one that I got. You can rent it for £67 for the week.
So good. That's. Do you know what I was just going to say, actually, with the rental platforms, one tip I would like really kind of keep in mind is the length of dresses. Yeah. Because obviously, if you're not taller than average, then just bear in mind that you can't have it altered.
No.
So like if you're on those rental platforms, I would look for, just keep length in mind because there's nothing you can do about it, obviously.
But if you go to My Wardrobe HQ, which is based out of Harrods, if you live in London, you can go in there and you can try them on before you rent them.
Yeah. Oh no, and that's the other thing as well. Yeah. Like I was gonna rent a dress Vampire's Wife dress, and I just went into Selfridges and tried it on first and realised it was like two people too long. And so that, it wasn't going to happen.
Two people absolutely. Too long.
Yeah, it was like literally, I can't even describe how long it was. It was so long. I'd have to wear stilts. Like I wouldn't even be able to wear shoes. It would be full on clown stilts.
I think it's a good idea. And I think I saw a really amazing Zimmerman dress on there this morning, an incredible self-portrait dress. There's an age dress, which is AJE. But also if you want to go slightly more, if you want to buy something, so like Georgia said, I mean, Mylene Klass at Next, she's got some amazing, really beautiful print, bold, like maxi dresses, which would work perfectly. You've got, there's so many dresses around, and I'd go quite boho in Kenya. It has got quite a nice boho-y vibe.
And like Zoe said, if it's going to be hot in the day, then like just look for like cottons, because yeah. there's nothing worse than sitting there boiling. I mean, I always love ASOS, like all their ASOS design, ASOS edition dresses, but do just look at the fabric.
Yes.
Because yeah, you don't want to be sweating. That's never a good look.
Right, this is from Sean. New mum key pieces for feeling put together every day, but not a lot of effort.
I love this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say go and get yourself some really good quality t-shirts. We love Our Kit and Other Stories and COS. So slightly more premium than like your H&M's and your New Looks, but they really last and they wash really well. And also, I don't know if you find this so, but I don't think they need ironing as much.
No, they don't.
They really don't, do they? They're more structured. So I think the thicker, heavier weight ones, they look instantly smarter. I would definitely get a really good pair of jeans. Obviously, there's loads of like baggy jeans and wide leg jeans and stuff on the high street at the moment, and they're really obviously comfortable. So
really
they're
easy
not
to wear as well.
Yeah, really easy to wear. Get a really nice pair of trainers that you're going to keep clean and nice, so that you're not going to go and wear them on like a forest walk or anything like that. You're going to wear them just for kind of walking around town and stuff. And then I would get a lovely jacket. So whether that's whatever your style is, whether that's like a trench or a bomber or a shacket or whatever it is, just a jacket that you can instantly put on. Like I love like the floral padded jackets, but I just think as a new mum, a jacket that goes over the top of a very plain outfit that feels like really like you, just I just know, just can lift your mood, can just make you feel more put together. Like you love a blazer, don't you? And actually
love
you can wear
a blazer
over a tracksuit and it looks great. So I do think that if you're going to invest in like one thing, a really lovely jacket and a really good pair of trainers as a new mum, because though, you know, whatever is in the middle, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I also wrote down like a couple of great knits as well. And I love H&M for knits. They've got really gorgeous like thin cashmere ones in at the moment, but also the mohair ones that are sort of around the £60 mark, which are actually, maybe a little bit more premium, but they do last and they'll get you through, you know, this weird transitional part of the year that we're in at the moment with the weather. And I also put down some like great costume jewelry, because I think I think Mango do amazing costume jewelry for like around the sort of £20 mark. But if you've got like a really great chunky gold necklace and maybe layering them up, it's just loads of little things like that that really elevate. So if you're feeling a bit rubbish, just on like a great pair of earrings or a great necklace, or maybe like a cover, it just makes you feel a bit better, makes you look a bit more glam than you are.
It really does. Even if you're wearing like leggings and a sweatshirt, if you've got some really nice jewelry on, maybe go and get your ears pierced, like a couple, you know, like extra holes in your ears. Like I did that the other day. I got two extra holes randomly on the way to M&S to get bread. Popped it on soon, got two piercings. But no, honestly, it's nice because it's just, it's playful. It's something else, you know, you can do, and it doesn't matter what, you know, what's going on with, you know, your body at that time. Jewellery, you can wear it any, you know, you're not going to change your earlobes, hopefully. You're not going to change size.
Mine have got a bit saggy.
Yeah, same. Mine are really saggy.
I'm also loving all the Breton tops that are around at the moment. You know, the stripy white and blue stripes, they look really great. And if you're not into the baggy jeans, they look really nice with a pair of mum jeans. Loafers are going to be really big key trend for spring as well. And then like I got the black Converse the other day and I love those. They're so much more wearable than the white ones.
Yeah. Oh my God. Especially if you're going to like the park or whatever. Because actually white trainers are quite impractical and hard to keep clean.
Yes. We had loads of questions about wedding guest inspo. There was sort of maybe 10 or 12 questions around that. So if we just, I've kind of pulled together my favorite brands for weddings in the summer. If you want to go a little bit more premium, Revolve have got thousands of maxi dresses on there, and you know, and shorter dresses that would work for weddings. I love Karen Millen. I think they're a really great brand. Free People, they also do some lovely kind of like real like, you know, gorgeous fabrics and really sort of slightly different look. There's a brand called Farm Rio, which is actually sold on Net-a-Porter, which I love, like really great bold prints. And then like, you know, Never Fully Dressed, we always talk about.
I was going to say that.
I love the two of them.
And you know what as well? I think Warehouse, always worth looking at for good, like really great dresses. And they always seem to be on sale. So that's definitely... Yeah, Oasis and Warehouse, definitely worth checking out. I think Warehouse is usually a little bit more like, I don't know, the fabrics are a bit thicker and a bit more structured and that kind of stuff. So yeah, have a look. But all of the high street stores will have like one or two incredible pieces, but now is the time to buy them.
Definitely.
Because all the best stuff always comes out at the beginning of the season and then it always goes. So if you have got a wedding in the summer, then it really is now that you need to start looking.
George, I feel like you can answer this question from Hannah. Georgia, yeah. Trainers other than New Balance 327s, I feel like I live in them and I need some others.
Oh my God, I feel like I sort of am, like I've kind of become a trainer person, but that is because Judgy James is so into trainers. He actually has a PO box in America where he gets trainers delivered that you can't buy in England.
Shut up.
No, I'm not joking. He is like, I can't describe it. He goes into all these drawers, you know, like where you have to apply to buy a pair of trainers.
Like, no.
It's a real thing. Like you can't just buy them. You have to almost like either be in with somebody at the shop to get them, or you have to go into a drawer to actually be able to buy them.
When you said that, I thought you meant he's got these drawers around the house where he stashes his trainers.
Oh, no. So, yeah, I have sort of become like a trainer person by association. So I would say, instead of the New Balance, which a lot of people are wearing at the moment, I love the Dunks, the low Dunks. If you're wearing those New Balance 327s, then the low Dunks are probably, you'll probably like those rather than high tops. I really like Gola trainers. I actually work with them and
they're amazing.
They are really cool. Like there are so many great styles. There's a pair called the Hawk, which is really, really popular. And then I've got a pair called the Raven, which are like really bright. But they're not, you know, there are loads of different colorways. There are so many other New Balance styles as well. So if you like New Balance, then I always find going on like Net-a-Porter or Selfridges or Matches or those sorts of websites, and then you search for the normal brands like New Balance and Adidas and Nike, then you find the edit of the good trainers, basically. It's not like going on the Adidas or Nike website and you're just like, oh my God, there are like 500 different styles. So that would be, for me, they would be my
dream. I knew you'd come up with the goods.
Yes. You've got Judgy on this one. Where should we go? Ankle boots and what jeans to pair with.
Oh, I love an ankle
boot. This is your mastermind.
So I am absolutely crushing over Ted Baker at the moment as a brand, but they have really, really pulled out all the stops the last couple of seasons. And I have got the most incredible black pair of ankle boots from Ted Baker. They also have an amazing cream pair of ankle boots. They don't have a massive heel. Obviously not ideal if you're, you know, they're not for going around the park in, but if if you're going on a night out maybe and you don't really deal with heels that well, then if you pair them with for me, the mum jean and the ankle boot look absolutely incredible.
Yeah, agree.
That is literally like bagel and butter to me. It's like, mwah. So I'd look at Ted Baker for ankle boot options. I'd also look at June. I love June as a shoe brand. I think they're brilliant. They're not that overpriced. Kurt Geiger also the same. And then just like heading to ASOS and having a little look online there. But the key is, right, for me, is not having the heel too high, because, you know, I would be the person that will wear an ankle boot all day long, but actually my heels aren't that high on them. They just make me feel a bit smarter and make me feel, because I'm really short. I'm 5'3.5". So it's like I need a bit of extra help. But yeah, definitely straight leg jeans, mum jeans. I don't like an ankle boot and a skinny jean. Really,
no.
If I'm honest.
Yes.
I've really gone off skinny jeans. I only really like them wearing them with chunky boots.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I never really wore skinny jeans that much, but yeah, I agree. I think you need like a slightly looser ankle with an ankle boot. Yeah. I also love Arquette and for an ankle boot. Slightly bit more of an investment, but again, like if you're gonna buy a classic style, then you know, it's fine, worth checking out.
Love
River
that.
Island, actually.
River Island. Let's go tips for a new mum, postpartum body, not sure what to wear.
I think, do you know what? I think that stage is harder than pregnancy for me.
Right.
Because you kind of don't want to invest, do you, in like loads of stuff, because your body changes so much in those, you know, the first 6 months after birth, like boobs, tummy, like everything, it changes a lot. So I would probably invest in things that, not invest, but, you know, if you're going to add a few things to your wardrobe, invest in things that are not going to really matter, like how your body changes. So whether that's, I mean, like all of the lovely elasticated wide leg trousers that are out there at the moment.
Gorgeous.
I got an amazing pair from M&S. I think they were £30, but they've got, like, I've got bright pink, but they've got them in black and green and like all these different colours. They are great. And you can wear those like with a nice white t-shirt or a sweatshirt, or you could put a blazer on if you're going out. I mean, that, I think that's a really good, that they're a really good, you know, thing to put, a piece to buy that are going to take you from all different sort of places.
I was going to say, I went into F&F, well, I was in Tesco the other day and I poked my head around like I always do, and they had some amazing wide leg trousers for like $14.99.
Yeah,
it's a really nice piece to add to your wardrobe.
Yeah, and you don't want to spend loads of money. And then obviously if you're breastfeeding, this is actually the best time to be breastfeeding, because the shirt is having such a moment. So like a lovely striped shirt, a lovely white shirt, a linen shirt, again, you can wear those with those wide leg trousers. That really works. But I do really think if you're a new mum, like buying, like Zoe said, like really great pair of shoes or trainers or a lovely jacket or some lovely accessories that are going to make you feel really good. I would go with those.
Yeah, and also things. I think, do you know what? I think that we hear a lot, oh God, I'm so sick of wearing leggings. People like new mums saying, I'm so sick of wearing leggings. But if you could maybe get yourself a couple of really nice like activewear leggings rather than like just like black. Like for example, something, you know, we love the We Are Twin Set girls. They've obviously got what the brand. It is a little bit more premium. You know, and same sort of similar price point, maybe slightly less to like Sweaty Betty, but you can go to New Look or H&M and get yourself a really great couple of pairs of active. You can wear oversized, like gorgeous oversized sweaters with them. Yeah. And then you can put, like Georgia said, a blazer or a trench or like a bomber on top, you know, and you don't have to be, that is a look like that.
Yeah, it
that
is.
Can make you
it's
feel
lovely.
Good. Yes,
exactly.
Lovely.
Do you know what I was going to say? A brand that I actually haven't bought anything from, but I've heard really great things about, is Adenola. The leggings are maybe £40 as opposed to like Sweaty Betty when they're like 90. So the stuff on there is a little bit more reasonable,
Gymshark.
but you're still getting the quality.
Yeah.
So treat yourself to a few things like that, I would say.
And also I was going to say as well that the silk midi skirt, if you're having to go somewhere, I know you're a new mum, you might be going, I don't know how many months postpartum you are. You might be back to work or you might be just wanting to go out on a girls' night or whatever. But the silk midi skirt is, I didn't think I was going to like it. And we shot
you
in
loved
yesterday.
It.
Loved it. Because it's really, like, it's really comfy around the stomach as well. And it's really flattering. And you can wear a long blazer if you're maybe a bit more concerned about, you know, bum or thighs or whatever. So that's a really good shout to add to your wardrobe. And it makes it just was really, it felt really luxurious and they weren't expensive.
No, exactly. I think they're like, what, £30?
Yeah.
£29, something like that. Spring bump friendly clothes, please.
Go on, Rachel. Love that Rachel's pregnant. Go on.
This is a great time to be pregnant, spring. I think the dress, I think you can't go wrong with a jersey dress, like a cotton dress. So I'd go on ASOS. They have hundreds and hundreds, different shapes, different cuts, different lengths from like various brands. So different price points. I've seen a couple from Stradivarius, ASOS own designs.
Yes.
I would get a couple of those in different colours that you feel comfortable in. And then you can accessorise them with different things. So whether that's a blazer, a jumper over the top, whatever it is, trainers, boots, anything. But that's like a really good staple, because then again, when we get to sort of slightly warmer times, you can wear them with sandals. You can, you know, that they a dress, a cotton dress is for me like a bump essential.
Yeah. And also the wrap dress, you know, the one that's got, maybe it's got a tie at the side. Next do some really amazing ones. They'll get you through to sort of, you know, early summer, depending on when baby's due. That'll help you kind of progress as the bump grows. I love what you said. I hate using the word bodycon, but like they are your sort of best friends during pregnancy because you can team them with so many different things. I also love, and actually I didn't get this right, but like over the bump, really amazing, you know, like I'm talking about the black legging again, with like a crisp white t-shirt and a blazer and some really cool like Converse. I think that's such a nice look. I really love it. And then if you're kind of, you know, thinking about breastfeeding going forward, like Georgia said, just invest in some really nice shirts. I just think they're great. You can just wrap it out wherever you are and there's no hassle.
Yeah, exactly. And also while you've got a bump, you can just wear them open. So
Have a look at Tanya Burr. She did pregnancy really well. And she was wearing things like jumpsuits and, you know, like, you know, high-waisted skirts. Just have a look at her Instagram or have a little Google, because I was looking this morning and I was like, oh God, I wish she'd been pregnant when I was pregnant, basically.
If you're going anywhere and you sort of want to like really get dressed up, then I always look for dresses where the elastic is just under the bust and then it flows out. There's loads of that style everywhere, but it's just about finding a few styles that you know will work. But really, like, we don't really, you know, suggest investing in proper maternity wear, because in spring especially you really don't need to.
No, and it's all, I mean, it's not great.
No, it's really not. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? This is nice, and I really think we should talk about this. Really, really limited on cash, but need lots. Any ideas where to go and what to buy? So I did some research this morning, and also I wore a Nutmeg, which is Morrison's own brand. I wore basically like a tracksuit, a hoodie and some really nice joggers the other day, a brown one. And oh my God, the whole thing was under 25 quid. Yeah. And I teamed it with a pair of chunky boots and like a teddy coat and a beanie because it was a bit colder. And that just sold and sold and sold. So when you're doing your shopping, F&F, Nutmeg at Morrison's. We love Georgia Asda as well. Amazing. Those high supermarket brands really deliver. Like,
yeah,
Georgia,
they do.
You get all your cashmere from F&F.
I do. I get loads of cashmere from F&F every year in December. Yeah. I always actually say to my mother-in-law, because she lives near a big Tesco, I'm like, can you go and check out the cashmere?
Yeah.
Also, I would say Vinted. Amazing.
Yes.
Like what I do on there is if you go onto my homepage, for instance, it will have like all my favorite brands. So I've saved all my favorite brands on there. So when new things come up from those brands, I'll see them straight away. But you can always, like, pretty much if you see someone wearing something, you know, on Instagram or in a magazine or whatever, you'll be able to find it on like Vinted or Depop or eBay or all of those kind of sites. And people do like bundles as well. So they'll be like, I don't know, some addresses, and they'll have like four on there for £20.
Amazing.
So yeah, I definitely check those sites out.
And also Amazon Fashion, TK Maxx, I wrote down as well, because I often get some real proper bargains. And in terms of what you should buy, we've talked about capsule wardrobes, but at the beginning of the podcast here, but like, again, you know, just go back and have a little listen with that, those sort of like key trends. If you've got them, get them out on a rack, and you've got like t-shirt, blazer, trench coat, jeans, you know, chunky boots, loafer, all those kind of things, and just make sure you've got some sort of solid pieces in your wardrobe that can be worn with other things that you've already got. That's the key to making your wardrobe really work for you.
Exactly. And you don't actually need a lot. That's the thing.
No.
Sometimes having less is way better. I feel overwhelmed sometimes with the stuff I've got, and then I just end up wearing the same things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is interesting. How to be more confident in wearing clothes I like and not worry what others think.
Well, that for me, George, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, that comes down to really the narrative and the language that you say to yourself when you look in the mirror in the morning, because fashion is all about having fun. You know, we're talking about trends, this and what's going to be here, you know, all over the high street for spring and that sort of stuff. But if you feel good in a certain item of clothing that's in your wardrobe or having your own individual style, who gives a shit what anyone else thinks? Because if you wear it and you wear it well with a smile on your face and you're bubbly and upbeat and confident, you know, no one's going to be thinking, oh, were those jeans from last year? Or, as you know, it's all about how you present yourself.
Yeah, I was literally just going to say that. I think it's difficult, isn't it, to not get sucked in by trends. But ultimately, a trend doesn't look good on you if you don't feel confident in it. No matter what. Like, if you don't feel confident or comfortable, nothing looks good. It's all going to look rubbish. Because if you feel rubbish, then, you know, there's absolutely no point. And I think it's hard to have individual style sometimes. But, when do you ever look at someone and be like, oh my God, like if they're rocking something, what the hell? Why are they doing that? I mean, I don't. So, people don't actually think that. I think if you love something, then go for it. Like, really? Like, what's... And other people's opinions actually don't matter.
And Georgia and I have got very different styles. Yeah. There are certain pieces that, you know, work for both of us, but actually we've got quite individual style. But sometimes I look at Georgia and I'm like, wow, she looks incredible. Georgia's great at wearing colour. I'm probably a bit more on the neutral side of thing. And I sometimes think, yeah, Georgia's given me a bit of inspiration to wear like a bright pink coat that I wouldn't necessarily normally wear. So, and you're always super confident when you wear your thing. So I think it really has to come from really deep down inside you, that you, if you feel good and you look in the mirror and you're like, yes, then you can wear whatever you want. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks.
Yeah,
who gives
absolutely
a shit?
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. So true.
So this is cool. Help, I can do casual easily, but evenings, nights out, I'm stumped. And she says, Harriet says, I love a cool vibe.
Do you know what? I totally feel you, Harriet, because I am such a casual person. I'm exactly the same. Sometimes I find, getting dressed up for a night out, I just feel a bit too done. And that doesn't feel very me.
Although you do it very well.
Well, it depends.
Slingbacks.
I definitely find it harder. Yeah, love a little slingback. But I do think, evenings, nights out, really, a lot of what we wear in the day, you can wear out at night. So, whether that's just wearing, I don't know, a looser jean, if you're into, that kind of vibe, and a lovely blazer, and a lovely, maybe even just a t-shirt, and then a great pair of heels and a bag, and your makeup done really nicely. I think that looks incredible. You can't go wrong with that. I would just maybe look for the accessories to amplify your daytime looks that you feel comfortable in.
I agree with you. I think there are certain things, and I totally agree with you, because how many times have you and I, you know, gone out in a pair of jeans that we've been wearing in the day, shoved a pair of heels on, said, and that really works. And again, going back to that dress jewelry, that's sort of like the golds and the sort of chunky earrings and things like that, they really elevate a look. But I also think there are certain more luxurious fabrics that you can bring in for evenings. So for example, I've got an amazing croc effect leather trouser, which I got from Rotate. And I've had them for 2.5 years now, and I wear them all the time on nights out. I love naked fashion for interesting different tops and bodies that you can wear. I love a body. A bodysuit is my big thing for this year. I've got about 10 different ones in 10 different colors, but they're not that expensive. And like Georgia said, and then a really smart blazer. I just think an oversized blazer just looks so chic.
Yeah,
but you can also chuck in how do you say the name of these jackets? Are they called boule jacket.
Boussole. Yeah, boussole. I know exactly what you mean.
Someone, they're like the Chanel-esque ones.
Yeah. I love those. I really, really love them.
They are amazing with a pair of jeans and like a little kitten heel or a slingback. I love those. They look gorgeous. A really great jumpsuit is really cool. And then like you can, you know, you can get a couple of like maybe a cuff or like some more jewelry that you wouldn't necessarily wear in the day. It's all the accessories, like Georgia says, that really brings outfits up that people forget about or don't have in their wardrobes.
Exactly. And I was just going to add, actually, if you like, you know, more of a jeans and a top vibe, then that the brand by Melina, they have some really like brilliant tops. They're, you know, they are expensive, but if you're anything like us, you're not going out in the evening that often. So it might be that you just invest in a nice one, or even look, like I said before, like look on Depop or whatever. But they, for me, they still feel quite cool.
Yes.
And yeah, not too like dressy.
George, this one's for you. Only wear black and grey. Help.
What? Why? I mean, how could I help? Buy some colour. What I would do is find the colour that you really love and then go like plain with it. So like I love pink, okay? And I have loads of pink in my wardrobe, but a lot of it is actually just plain. So it's like a plain round neck jumper in pink that can be teamed with black, that can be teamed with grey, that you can just add a pop of colour. But maybe actually thinking about it, maybe start small. So start with a pair of like funky colour trainers, or start with, you know, a funky colour bag or whatever it is, or even a coat. That might feel like overwhelming, but if the rest of your wardrobe is black and grey, having a bright coat in whatever colour it is that you love will fit in really well.
I totally agree with you. And also, FYI, black and grey, two of my favourites.
Yeah, they are still grey.
My whole wardrobe is full of black and grey and cream and white. So I'm with you. I'm totally with you. But like Georgia said, I think it's important to start small. So I got this top from Naked Fashion the other day, and it's like a corally red, and it's got a really interesting neck. And I just wore it with an all black outfit, and people were like, oh my God, wow, I love the color. Didn't even look at the fact that everything else on me, including my bag, was black. So it made me feel like I'd done a really good job at introducing color, but actually it was only one item.
Yeah, exactly. Start small.
And if you do want some proper inspiration, have a look at, I think her Instagram's Nina and Besh. I think that's what she's called. Or I always get this wrong. I'm going to have a look. But she's literally the colour pop queen. It might make you feel slightly overwhelmed when you see it. Hold on, let me just, oh yeah, Nina and Besh. And she's like a Scandinavian Instagrammer and digital creator. Have a look at how she wears colour. And you know, draw some inspiration from that, because it is, you realize once you start wearing color how fun it can be.
Yeah, I think it just detracts from the under eye bags as well. Where should we go? Traditional style but under £60 trench. I feel like you've got one.
Oh, I have got one. I got it from New Look, and it was, I want to say, £35, and I'm going to link it for you. And it's absolutely beautiful. The quality was amazing. I love it. And they've also got one in COS, which I think is slightly more, maybe £65. But yeah, I felt it, and the quality is slightly better.
Really good. They also have one on H&M as well, which is £50. So there are loads out there.
You're not going to struggle
at the moment. You really won't struggle.
Best tan, George.
I'm really struggling with this because I loved Amanda Harrington.
I know.
And it's gone out of business.
Gone.
So I've just tried Bare by Vogue. I made a bit of a rookie error and basically put it on and then didn't have time to shower it off in the morning.
Georgia Dayton.
Which is never a good idea. So, like, don't do that. But I can happily say, after a shower, it is a really lovely colour. So I would say Bare by Vogue. It actually smells really nice, and it doesn't feel drying, which I think is really important. I went for ultra dark, which sounds really scary, but it's actually really not that. It's really not that dark though. So I would just go ultra dark.
I'm gonna go Isle of Paradise, which is my old tanner Jules. He, from years and years and years ago, he's got his own business now, and I love the tan. He's got an amazing, it's like a tan and moisturizer, so it doesn't feel as aggressive as putting on a fake tan if you're a bit of a novice at doing that. But the tanning, the pre-tan is absolutely key, like exfoliating. You've got to moisturize like your elbows in between your hands and stuff, because otherwise you're just going to end up looking absolutely ridiculous. And obviously please have a shower in the morning.
Please have a shower in the morning. It's really not, it's not a good look. Anyway.
One for you, George. How often do you have your hair done? And where do you get it done?
How often do I get my hair done? Where do I get it done? Oh my God, I've really been changing around. So I used to go to Aveda and have my hair highlighted, and I probably go every 9 weeks, something like that. Maybe sometimes 10, depends. And I really loved it, but I have to be honest, it's just a really long day. I just don't have the time to literally dedicate a whole day to just having my hair done. So I have just gone back to a local salon in Buckhurst Hill called Coco, and I've actually started having some low lights in my hair as well, which really helps with like when it grows out. So it's not such an obvious route. So I'm kind of hoping I might be able to stretch that to 12 weeks. That's where I'm at the moment.
Love that.
How about you?
So I've had a complete like change up as well. And because I was going to a salon for about a year, Paul Edmonds, but I've recently just changed and I'm now going to Salon 64, which is in Bateman Street. And I'm having Chris Barnes does my hair. So he does my color, and we've gone for like a bit more of a root stretch. Because I just was looking at my hair every time I was getting it highlighted, and I was like, what is it that I don't like about it? I'm so dark. And so then I was trying to get a root stretch, and then it was looking too, too dark and then too blonde. Anyway, I'm the happiest I've ever been with it. I feel like he's finally got the color right. So he's doing my color. And then Mikey, it's Dash on Instagram. He's doing my extensions and they are hair rehab tapes, which I've started having. This is my second lot of tapes, and I've got to be honest, I love them.
Oh, that's so good.
I love them. They are amazing. I've also got to be really honest that when they took the tapes out, I had 2 weeks without them. I felt awful.
Oh no.
Because my hair was so thin.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, but it will feel thinner. Then do you know what I mean? Like, I always think if you've had extensions in and then you have them taken out, you feel like your hair is really thin, but it's actually not. It's only just because you've got used to the extension.
I don't know. I will say that I think that having tapes is probably quite damaging. I mean, because you think like as they grow out the tapes, once they're really tight to your scalp, they're really good. But once they start growing out, that's when you catch them on things. And I was just noticing that they were sort of tearing out and it was like stripped. So you've got to be really careful, but I love the look that it achieves.
How often do you have to have them done?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I probably do it every 8 to 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
No.
Hell sent us a message. Can they be a bit more inclusive postpartum over here? Hells, I'm really sorry if you think that we weren't doing a good job. Hopefully we've answered some postpartum questions today on fashion, but we're also happy. If you want to send us a DM, we'll like happily send you some links of things that we're loving for postpartum bodies. And we're here for you on that one. So
I was just going to say there, actually this episode has probably been a lot more geared to postpartum than it is normally, so hopefully this has helped. Oh my goodness,
finish up, George.
I just need to find one. What is going to be the big trend for spring, e.g. chunky black boots wear this winter?
Right, here it is. Silk midi skirts are going to be absolutely everywhere. Oversized blazers. When you look at them, you think, why is that person wearing looks a bit like Johnny Bravo? But you know, they actually really look very, very, they just look great when they're on. Baggy jeans, like Georgia said earlier on. Sheer tops, sheer kind of everything. Get your bum out time. I know, maybe just for the beach. I saw lots of drop waist dresses as well, which I really like. So that's sort of like 1940s style. Really back in. And ballet pumps, which I hate.
Yeah, I was going to say, me too. We say this, and then we're probably going to end up wearing them. I'd also say, we spoke about this yesterday, the long, like the midi denim skirt or like cargo skirt. That's a really wearable item. I just need to find one that I can actually wear, because everyone that I've tried on so far is like, basically like a wedding skirt because it's so long. Also, do you know what I heard is going to be really big? And I didn't, and I'm actually quite pleased about this. Do you remember the plaid shirt? So like grungy, like check shirt. Apparently that is going to be back in, which I think will be quite good, especially like, well, like we say, for new mums, because you can chuck that on over a t-shirt or you could breastfeed in that.
Are you talking like a Brokeback Mountain one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I've seen like a few people talking about it. Kate Moss wore one. I think it was on, what was it? Like Bottega Veneta, someone
yes,
like that.
Yes, okay.
Which she wore it with like baggy jeans. Like, it looked really cool.
That.
So yeah. So I think maybe that might be a bit of a look, especially that's, I feel like that is definitely a mum look. Like that, 100%. We'll be all over that because that's easy. Right.
Thank you so much for sending in all of your questions. We're so sorry if we didn't get to one of them today, but as you can imagine, it's quite a lot to get through. Thank you again for listening to these podcasts because we love doing them. So please keep sending in your suggestions. And as always, please rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah. And if you have got any suggestions for these Friday Q&As, then please do drop us a DM on Instagram. We're on @MadeByMamas and we'll be back on Tuesday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.